Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker. That's me. Hello.
Hello.
Just thought I'd switch it round, John,
yeah,
a bit.
That's not bad.
Switch it up. Make people think, hey, what's this fresh new in no way podcast that's been going on forever this year? John, will football ever finish?
Do you think it will? Well, I think it will briefly, but then, especially if you're involved in the playoffs, it's going to start again almost immediately.
Someone tweeted Torquay United could be getting promoted and England could be out of the Euros.
Out in the group stage, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Well, you know, we wrote Hotel Vanarama last year.
I was thinking about that.
We can never leave.
Very prescient, isn't it?
It's just like many things, John, that we predict the future. Some would say we were the Grand Nationale. We know that not to be true.
Yeah, that's obviously not true.
It's obviously filtered into our bloodstreams, whatever the Nationale was offering.
Speaking of bloodstreams.
Hello.
Hello, Charlie. Hello, obsessives.
Vegan, are you?
I got vaccinated yesterday. Anyone else notice that this line is just that little bit clearer this week?
Do you know what you've got, John? Crisp audio.
Almost like it's running on some sort of 5G or something. Just really crystal clear.
Taking your chance to do the joke,
anyway,
John.
As you always say, we all get a go at it.
We all get a go. Although
we all get to do it.
Very sad for me, wasn't it, that I didn't, John?
I know. It was for a good cause. So.
I would say the worst thing about the social media blackout the other week was I didn't get to do the 5G joke. Wasn't it?
It was such a shame. We've been talking about it for so long.
That was the saddest thing about the whole element of
Can you do it after your social media blackout? After your second dose?
No. You get a 4 or 5 day window. Tops. Because after that, you've had your vaccine. So has everyone else, mate. Isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's true.
Now, you told me immediately which one you had, John. I did ask you, I will say that. I will add that. But most people, they're just desperate to offer it up straight away. Pfizer!
Pfizer. Yeah, it's like, the old Pfizer.
It's like people who studied at Oxford or Cambridge. They will tell you within 2 minutes.
Well, because I had the best one, obviously.
Yeah. Within 2 minutes, you find out if someone's a vegan, went to Cambridge, and had the Pfizer
vaccine.
Or had
vaccine. The Pfizer, yeah. Well, only the best, isn't it? Pfizer Dudney, as they say.
Dudney, exactly. Pasty Zeneca. I love the National League, John. You know that. But for f***ing sake. to spoil a good thing.
Do you know what, though?
Drag it out.
I mean, we'll come on to all the latest National League news in just a moment, but Torquay United are pretty much out of the title race now.
No, they're not, John.
I mean, not mathematically.
Shut up, John.
As soon as you have to say the word "not mathematically,"
shut up,
know
John.
It is probably over.
This is Torquay United we're talking about.
Think of what good news this is for the National Obsession. We don't have any sort of existential crisis about what we have to do next season if we go up.
Why,
do we change the name?
We win the playoffs.
Just saying.
We're going to win the bloody playoffs.
If we stay in the National League, it makes life an awful lot easier for this podcast.
We don't play till about July, by which time Aaron Lemaine will be fit, his foot will have healed, Danny Wright will be back Flipping Liam Davis will be back if we're not careful.
Right, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, he'll never play, John, will we? That's it. Do you think we cursed him, John?
Probably.
He scored that goal at Ebbsfleet away, which we were there for, in the away shirt. A very proud moment.
Won you 40 quid.
Very proud moment for old Bakes and Cadogan there. But I will say Dean Moxey is a superb player.
Yes, he is good.
He's no Liam Davis, but he's superb.
I think they overstate his... Oh, Dean Moxey's got a long throw, of course.
It's not that long, is it?
It's that long, is it?
Just always drops a little bit short.
Oh, he's got a useful long throw, Dean.
No Dave Challoner, is he? Why don't more people learn how to do it, John? Because surely it's actually something you could learn to do.
And people panic. Defenders just panic. Whoa, what's this?
Yeah.
And then they don't know what to do.
It's
no different to a cross, really.
It's really good. I don't know why more players don't get it in their armoury, as they say.
Like my vaccine, really. Yeah.
Get it in your armoury. Why don't they get it in their armoury, John? Perhaps you should be allowed that in football, just to bring on one, like, if there's a throw. Oh, you can bring on your thrower for that. That would really spoil football, wouldn't it?
Not Percy thrower, obviously.
One for the children there. Everyone will understand. Anyone under 25 will understand. I don't even know if anyone under 35 will know who Percy Thrower is, John.
He used to be a TV gardener, by the way.
Yeah, I'd love to see. He used to be a TV gardener. In the middle classes, John, the upper middle classes. Very popular girl's name now, Persephone.
Okay.
See, there we are.
Not mixing in the right circles.
Exactly. You don't know the right people, John. No. But maybe now you've had the Pfizer.
Well, obviously.
You'll be allowed in.
Thinks I'm worth preserving. Should we work out what's on this week's edition?
Why not,
John?
Come on, get it on.
On this week's podcast, we have got lots and lots of National League news because...
The Poo's letter.
There's games on Saturday. There was games on Sunday. There's games on Tuesday.
There's games on Wednesday. It's like Craig David.
It was, really. It was a bit of a Craig David week for the National League.
Took her to Stockport on Sunday. I wasn't shooting on Sunday. I passed it to my left and just f***ed the whole season up.
We were rained off on Tuesday.
I mean, last season, John, we'd have done a whole production on that.
Yeah, we would have done.
We'd have. But this season's just gone on too long.
You should run out of steam completely.
Just fizzling out, as we say. It's just like, oh, God, when will it end? Surely there's some sort of dignitas for the National League.
We will catch up with Adrian Allen, Devonshire, because Maidenhead Sutton at the weekend did not go as planned. So we
see
need to
what
find
his excuses
exactly
are.
Exactly what all that was about. We said at the end of last week's podcast, I'd found a pack of chocolate raisins in my cupboard by Nutter's Whole Foods of Newton Abbott.
Yes.
And I think we've got hold of the proprietor, Ken Nutter. Ken Nutter.
Ken Nutter, I bet he's a laugh.
Well, I think the clue's in the name. He sounds absolutely
bonkers.
Mental. So,
look out for him.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Coming through. Bet he's down the Jolly Farmer.
Sounds like you've already
Ken
met
Nutter.
Him. I don't know if I need to do it now.
Ha ha ha. Ken Nutter! Down the Jolly Farmer. He'll be touring all the pubs. You know all the pubs in Newton Abbott, John? What's your favourite pub in Newton Abbott, John?
I'm going to say the cider bar.
Oh, that is a good one.
Is that technically a pub?
It is a good one. It's a bar, isn't it?
It's a bar, isn't it?
But it's good. Well, it used to be. I mean, I'm saying it's great, John. I don't think I've been there in 5 years, so might have really gone down the pan.
There's one next to the station, just on the right as you come out.
The railway, John.
Is that the railway?
What do you think it would be?
I don't know. It could be anything.
What's that one next to the train?
It could be called the old station master. I don't know.
Well, I can link that pub into our podcast, John, because for my stag do, we were going to Talk United v, I'm going to say it was Kidderminster Town at home, and got there, 9 or 10 lads on the pints, on the stag do, been in boots and laces for a couple, in we got, 5 minutes before kickoff, rained off.
Off.
Right.
The ball's not rolling.
Oh, no. Right, so, oh, God, this is a nightmare. So what do we do? We went back to Newton Abbott. We went to the Railway Inn, John.
It's yes, there we go.
It's already becoming a pretty desperate day, isn't it? And then we went out in the evening, and timepiece in Exeter, shut. Saturday night, shut.
Just shut it.
So football cancelled on a Saturday, nightclub on a Saturday night, shut. Great, wasn't it?
What a
really
day.
Really well planned.
What a day.
All doing the, not the Macarena, the old, I said a hip.
Yeah, the ketchup song.
Yeah, ketchup song. Imagine that. What a great night out, John. All in all, a great stag do.
There's all sorts of stuff coming up on the podcast anyway.
Favourite pub in Newton Abbot. Let us know your favourite pubs in Newton Abbot.
Can I emphasise this enough? Not a talkie podcast. Not a Newton Abbot podcast either.
Yeah. Let us know if you've ever been to Newton Abbot.
We
are a Newton Abbot podcast.
Newton Abbot is...
Rudin Tudin, Newton Abbot, downtown NA. Here we go. Come on, John. What's in the podcast? What else is in it?
Oh, loads of stuff. Let's just crack on, shall we?
Come on, John.
Letters. I think we pretty much got through everything, didn't we?
Oh, Ken Nutter. I'm looking forward to him. Honk, honk.
Really building this. I think you've ruined it already.
I'm looking forward to hearing him.
Should we go back to Saturday in the National League, John. And work out what happened? It was Aldershot.
What is going on?
Aldershot 1, Hartlepool 3 to Hartlepool, building themselves into a bit of form ahead of beating Sutton United this weekend.
4-0. 4-0.
That would be lovely.
4-1. 4-0.
The referee in that match was Elliot Swallow. I don't know if you know, in his spare time, he's actually a Sting tribute act, but one swallow does not a summoner make.
Oh, what a lovely joke, John.
That wasn't bad, was it?
Said it before, or?
No.
No, very good. Very good. Very good.
Thought of that last night. Dosed up on my Pfizer. Brainwave.
Maybe that's what it's given you, a fresher way of thinking.
Bournemouth 2, Wrexham 3. Dean Keats, the Wrexham manager, said after the game, we weren't at the races. It was an away game. Their home ground is the race course. Just to make it clear for everybody.
John, what a... weren't at the races. No, we were at the football, Dean.
Yeah, it was Chesterfield 0, Wealdstone 0. So a pretty disappointing result there for Chesterfield.
Chesterfield couldn't score against Wealdstone.
I know, everybody else has.
Bloody hell. Didn't we lose to Wealdstone?
We had this last week. I think we drew.
we drew last week. Oh, God. Imagine that. If we'd beaten them, John. They're
I know, they're terrible. It was Dagenham 3, Halifax 0. So Dagenham absolutely on fire.
Yeah, lovely form, yeah. Very
completely
good.
And utterly on fire. Eastleigh 3, Barnet 0, which is good. Give Barnet...
Spitfires are firing.
Soften them up. Spitfires are firing at the moment, so they're doing quite nicely. Maidenhead 0, Sutton 3. 3 second half goals for Sutton. Pretty much all of them chucked one of them where the keeper wasn't even between his posts.
We haven't had any... We've had no luck this season. We've had no late goals. Nothing like that. Absolutely.
Just a little bit of luck,
awful.
For God's sake.
Just a tiny bit of luck. God.
It was not scary to Bromley 2. Solihull Moors 2, Woking 1. So Woking just absolutely useless, aren't they?
They've let in a lot of goals, John. I see Ben Gehring was captain and was like, we've done well. We're a good bunch of young lads all trying our hardest. It's like, lads. It has made it stupid.
It really has been a bit of a farcical end.
Really is stupid. I don't know. Well, I don't know how you do it. I suppose it's the only outcome, wasn't it?
At that point, just whoever was top, you go up.
Yes, John. That's what we should have done.
Whoever was from the bottom.
About Christmas
time.
You go
down. Yeah, that's
about Christmas time.
I think they should have called it. It was getting too much.
It was too much, yeah. And also, John, I've made this point. You said about Sutton there. And... You know, I'm just picking one of the teams in the National League there. I think it'd be a real shame if they do go up. And because that pitch gets so much community use.
Yeah.
And what is football if not for the community and for fans, John?
I think they should probably...
Forfeit.
Don't accept promotion.
They can have the trophy, John.
Yeah.
And they can have the title. That's absolutely fine. They are welcome to it. But to rip up that pitch... To develop that stadium, to spend all that money they're going to have to spend, John, and then they might come straight back down. Straight back down to earth.
So
I think, I really think they should forfeit just going up. That's all. Whoever's second should go up.
Because you might find that whoever's second is already made Football League, got the ground, pitch.
They're ready. They're ready, John.
There's no shame.
You can have the trophy and the title. That's fine.
You'll know that you want it in your hearts.
Deep down, you'll know. Just a little, just choosing one, just one to as focus on. Sutton. That's just one for completists. For
Very much
for OG,
so.
OG fans there.
Weymouth 2, Altrincham 1. That man again, scoring two goals for Weymouth. Andrew Dallas.
Here he is. Brilliant.
I forgot to queue up in the right place.
Oh, is he Scottish, John? Did we do this before?
I think we might have.
Isn't
done
there a Leeds? There's a Leeds Leeds player called Dallas, isn't there?
Stuart Dallas.
Hmm. Are they related?
I don't know. Are they? Because Stuart Dallas is Scottish, isn't he?
Hmm.
Andrew Dallas is a Scottish footballer who plays for Weymouth. What version is this? What terrible!
This is some sort of cover. They had to do covers because you're not allowed to use the original. It's like a pops orchestra.
J.R. Hartley. No, not J.R. Hartley. What's his name? J.R. Ewing. Not J.R. Hartley. Someone completely different. Lovely. No, I don't know if he's related. I
suspect he's disappointed not to be called up for the Euros, John. Or
probably.
Is that disrespectful to the amount of Scottish footballers there are?
Could
is
be
that hugely? Is this disrespectful? That should be a new. That could be a new feature. Is this disrespectful?
On Sunday, obviously, Stockport 2, Torquay 2. Hell of a game. What a game.
It was a great game, John.
It was a brilliant game.
It was
not
a great game.
Out of place in League 2.
And unfortunately, the result was fair.
Yes.
Torquay could have won it, but so could Stockport have won it. And I think Scott Bowden touched the ball three times, didn't he?
Once
for the penalty. Once to head it against the kick it against the bar and once to put it in. And I think that is genuinely how many times. I can't remember him having any other touches.
I forgot he was playing till he scored the penalty. I didn't even know he was there.
And that is the mark of a great striker, John. It's also the mark of a great referee that you don't recognise, don't understand that they're there or not. You don't know if they're there. I can't even speak. Don't know if they're there or not. So Scott Bowden, I'm assuming, will
post
one day be a great referee.
Career, make a great ref.
Great
didn't
ref.
Know he was there. Didn't know he was there, Dave. Always a good
performance. On that. Just had a tweet from Pete Whateley, actually, John. Live
tweet. Live
tweet. Pete Whateley. Hi, Pete. He what number on the ice to you? What foff is he, John?
He's not a
Pete
foff.
Well, why not?
I don't know if I've ever heard of him before.
No.
We've
had, I'm sure he's a foff.
He's not a foff.
Yes.
I'm telling you now, he's not a foff.
Oh, well, he should be. He always tweets us. Well, let's make him a foff. Because this is a superb tweet
okay.
from Pete. On the train to London, just said to the wife, back to the old stomping ground day.
Okay.
And
yes.
the conversation has now ended.
Pete.
On Kadoosh. The ice. Jukunk.
Foff
Pete Whateley.
45.
For an excellent live tweet as we are recording. Jukunk.
I'm just typing him in. Pete Whateley.
4:45.
Lovely.
Pete Whateley, lovely stuff. Now, this is the sort of thing now. He'll go, I'm actually a foff, I'm foff.
No, he's not. I'm pretty sure he's not.
The result was fair, John, unfortunately for Torquay United.
Yeah.
But why he squared that ball, John?
Benji Kimpioka.
Jesus.
So on goal.
He will play in my mind his two chances for the rest of my life.
It's not even my mind, it's two games in a row.
For the rest of my life, John. Benji, you're in my mind forever.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You're always
on my mind. You are always on my mind, Benji.
Andrew, Willie Nelson.
Oh, I love Willie Nelson. Do you know the Willie Nelson joke, don't you? I've told you the Willie Nelson joke.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell the Willie Nelson joke on this podcast. I think I've told it before.
I think if you ever doubt something, we should probably...
I'll tell it, John, and you can beep out. I'm sure I've told it before.
Yeah.
What's the... It wasn't Willie Nelson. I've told it before.
It's very nice.
Beep it out, though. Beep it out, because people can ask me it when they meet me on the ice to them. Lovely stuff. Go on, John.
Tuesday night, Wrexham 0, Notts County 1.
Ooh.
So, up and coming hot shot. Ian Birchnell, big win.
I tell you what, John, we were
County.
Wrong. I've got to hold my hands up. We're wrong. He's done very, very good job since he's got rid of his assistant. I think they're unbeaten. Doing a very, very good job. Apparently, they're playing excellent football. Do not want to come up against them in the old playoffs. If we're in the playoffs, John, I don't think we're going to be. I've just got a feeling. But, yeah, have to hold our hands up, John. Old Birchnell, he's done a very good job, doing a very good job. And good luck to him, I say. Well done.
Aldershot 1, Eastleigh 3. The lesser Winter, Alex Winter, scored for Eastleigh in that game. Yeah. Weymouth 1, Boreham Wood 3. And Yeovil welcome back fans to Huish Park with a 0-0 draw.
Oh, beautiful. How lovely.
I forgot to cue this up as well in the right place.
What song is this?
Welcome home. Come on in.
And to Huish Park. Having gigged a few times in Yeovil, John, can I just say the people of Yeovil deserve nothing less? Okay, let's go.
And Sonny Holmwell's Barnet was called off on Tuesday night. Good, but good. In a lovely bit of yes and impro.
Lovely, yes. We'll just play it tomorrow.
Shall we
play it tomorrow? Yes.
What a great, just lovely.
You said before, John, that you shouldn't know who you're playing until the morning of the game.
We're having a game.
We're having a game. You're away. Where are we? We're in Hartlepool. We better set off.
Right.
You find out at midnight where you are. It's like treasure hunt. You don't know where you are. You know you're home or away. But the away games, you don't know where you're going. What's most exciting today? This. Off we go. Oh.
That's the treasure hunt theme.
Oh, lovely, John.
That was quite quick.
Stop the clock. And you know, and whoever gets there, if you get there, that's what time kickoff is. When you get there.
And then suddenly he goes, Sonny Holt.
Right.
And then everyone has to get on the
go! Ball.
There's the old Barnet manager sprinting. We've got balls. Yeah.
Balls, let's go.
Come on.
Let's go. Come on. It's a lovely idea, John.
It's a really nice idea.
Football treasure hunt mashup.
So that game was replayed on Wednesday night. Solihull 1, Barnet 0. Ooh. And that is the National League. God, there's a lot.
John, have Barnet still got their 18-year-old keeper? Asking not for any particular.
I'm hoping they've just signed a 6'10" keeper on loan, especially for Saturday.
And then, the week after, I thought we could loan them Sean McDonald. Emergency loan. Ah, is that all the news, John?
That's the news.
Lovely. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for the final installment. Stormont? The final installment.
Installment.
Installment, John. It's the Good Friday Agreement. Good Friday Agreement should have been, let's not bloody play till July. It's the final installment.
Provisional of National League. Sorry. National League does sound like it could be some kind of Northern Irish defence force.
It's their new party.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anti-abortion.
We are in the National League.
The National League. And we will tell you, we are playing football as long as it takes.
We will not kowtow to the FA.
The 2020-21 season will last until 2024. And it's time for the final installment of Agent Alan Devenge. Alan? Agent, I'm a professional voiceover, John. This is my actual job.
Bread and butter.
Agent Alan Devonshire.
Send him in.
All right, me out, China.
Devonshire.
Yes.
Drop the accent and drop
this
the
is
frivolity.
My accent. This is my accent. Yes, I've been having you on all along.
Devonshire, you're an absolute
Devon, and it's all the who live there.
You are a disgrace.
You're a fucking disgrace.
MIA380.
You die. You're a fucking disgrace, mate. Did you write up like a kipper?
You have brought shame on the country and on
You're
the
a shame!
League.
Ah!
You and, I presume, Agent Kim Pioca.
Yeah, good old Benji. Did you all right up, didn't he? I got him on board. Right up. Got him in there.
Well,
right, Benji, I said, don't. If you do shoot at the keeper, even if he's one-on-one. If you're going through and it's one-on-one, pass it.
You and Kim Pioca can consider yourselves dismissed.
Me and Benji.
And will be court-martialed.
Me and Benji at Saturn next season in a fucking football league, you fucking old fucker.
I had a feeling you had something like this lined
up.
Yeah. Triple Agent Devonshire. How
and what about
you?
This? Agent Devonshire out. There we are. Lovely.
You just killed
Lots
someone.
Of beer. Killed a man.
Yeah.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and we've got a ring. Oh, John, I'm looking forward to this, John.
We've got a new guest on the show. I think we're going to Skype him. It's Ken Nutter from Nutter's Whole Foods, Ippleben.
Looking forward to this, John. Let's ring him. I bet he's mad. Hello, who's that?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. Hello there.
It's Kent. There's Nutter's Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah. You sound a bit like a friend of mine.
No.
You're not a friend of mine.
Who?
You sound a bit like... Have you got a hearse at all, or...?
No, it's Nutter's Whole Foods, mate.
All right.
We're Nutter's Whole Foods, Ippleben, Nunavut. We're absolutely flipping nuts here.
Nuts for nuts.
We're absolutely bloody bonkers. It's all
Sounds
going on.
Very, very noisy in your.
It's no, we're just absolutely flipping nuts here.
All right.
We're absolutely off our rockers. Would you like an exploding pasty?
Yes, please. Yes, please, Ken. I like the sound of that. Pong. How'd you get any work done, John? Oh, John.
We don't do. We don't do any work here. It's nutters, mate. We're all nuts. We're bonkers.
So that business model sounds bonkers, though, Ken, because how do you make any money?
We don't make any money. That's the point.
Oh, right. Oh, you are actually insane.
We're absolutely nuts.
You should be sectioned. You genuinely should be sectioned. Should I be worried?
Well, we are from Ippleben.
Have you been to Pick and Park? Driving to Pick and Park in Ippleben.
No, none of their products explode there. Not interested. Would you want an exploding pasty, or are you just called up to waste a bit of time?
I was actually. Oh, Ken! Sounds. Oh dear. I think I'm gonna call the police. Actually, it does sound like you're all mentally ill.
Well, we may well be mentally ill, but I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. We're match ball sponsors at the Barnet game.
Oh, great!
More. See you all down there. Having a bit of hospitality, bringing some exploding pasties with us. See you all there.
You seem to only have one product: nuts and exploding pasties. Do the exploding pasties actually exist?
I haven't put a great deal of more thought into it than that, to be honest.
What else have you got? Sausage rolls, inflatable sausage rolls, Ken. Also, what's a Whole Foods place doing pasties? Surely you're just like nuts and berries and that.
You'll have to come back to me some other time when I thought of some more products.
You don't seem to have any business model whatsoever.
No, we're just a bloody great warehouse in Ippleben, and we're all flipping crazy.
Oh, I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police. Goodbye, Ken.
The National Obsession.
Hello there, Roger. All right then. Hello, Roger. It's me, Brian, but you can't see me behind the mask.
Oh, hello, Brian, how are you, mate?
I've had both jabs, Roger.
Yeah?
I've had both jabs.
I had to go to bloody home park for mine.
You bastards, Plymouth!
He tried to give me a bloody season ticket, man.
Did you take it?
No!
Might see some bloody football.
I told him I shit on your season ticket.
It's all shit on the Argyle. Bloody hell, Argyle. Bloody hell. Playing in green. I can't see you on the pitch. Bloody grass, isn't it? Same colour as grass.
Bloody
hell, Argyle.
Bloody backwards Cornish bastards.
Bloody hell.
Six-fingered bastards.
Don't get racist, Roger. Right, anyway.
I just can't stand them. I'm sorry, Brian.
Who are you? Have you got your tickets for Saturday, Roger?
I have, Brian. I've got my tickets.
Got your tickets. Where are you sitting?
I'm up on the Bristol's bench. Right behind Gary Johnson.
All right. Oh, lucky.
Bloody hell, Johnson.
Bloody hell, Gary. We're 10 points clear at Christmas, Gary.
Bloody hell. Right down there. Probably sat next to Aaron Downs. Probably get bloody sent off again.
Yeah, and your happy bloody birthday, Aaron. Bloody hell. What are you doing, blowing out some bloody candles? Bloody hell.
Show me candles up your ass, man.
Bloody hell, Aaron Downs. Chris Todd. Bloody hell.
I suppose we'll be sticking Kyle Cameron up front with you, Gary. What next?
Oh, go. What next? Bloody hell. What? I tell you, you would have been good up front on Saturday. Wouldn't have missed that. Wouldn't have bloody squared it. Sammy Collins.
He'd have scored 10. Brian.
He'd have scored, at Stockport, he'd have scored 10 goals. Clear. On his own.
I reckon bloody Frank O'Farrell could probably still manage his lot better than Gary, and he's nearly 100.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Get Mark Loram on.
That's a bit recent for you, isn't it?
Well, I'm...
Brian,
bloody
hell, man.
I'm very modern. I like the modern players. People say I'm like a dinosaur, not into the footballers, but I like the modern footballers. I like Mark Loram. Bloody hell. I know, I can't wait to go Saturday because I can't wait to see Benji Kimpioka play. I can't wait to see him play. Because if he'd left the bloody club without me being able to bloody shout at him, I'd have been bloody furious.
It would have been such a shame, wouldn't it? We'd have missed
bloody
out
hell,
a
Benji.
Great bit of... Bloody hell!
Benji, bloody hell! Put it in the bloody net!
Don't bloody square it, man!
Bloody hell!
Well, what, I mean, we won't do it. We'll probably lose by six. Bloody
probably
talky.
Lose.
Probably
we'll
lose
go
six.
6-0 down, and then
we'll get Kimbioka straight down to Tor Station, get him on the train, bring him off back to Sunderland, man!
Bloody hell! Get off! Bloody hell, Gary! Bloody hell, Benji! Amira! Get off the bench, Amira!
The National Obsession.
Okay. You're listening. Okay. Oh, ball goes out of play.
The ball goes out of play.
Dave. Okay, Dave, back to the old stomping ground. Saturday. Great to have the fans back in, Dave.
Oh, he's going to be fantastic on Saturday.
Of course, it's not been the same without the fans.
Not been the same, is it? Of course, Dave.
Without the fans. Dave, saw the Torquay faithful will be enjoying that.
Welcome,
Popside.
A few,
Popside would have put a flea in the ear of the.
Flea in the ear.
Popside would have had a flea in the ear for the lino there.
Of course, the old welcome to all the Bonnet fans watching. Shame we can't welcome you down to the bay today. Looking forward to welcome Lovely you again day. Very soon down at the bay. Very if you soon. Need a B&B to stay at, of course.
The Grosvenor
B&B.
It's always welcome to stay in Babbicombe Bay. Hopefully we'll be in League Two next season, of course, Dave. Barnet, of course, the old foe. A few last day battles.
All remember 2001.
The old stomping ground.
Picked the ball up in the box, gave away a penalty. John Gale, Mr.
That.
Sitter.
People in the trees, of course. Away.
Jason Rees wanged one in from 30 yards.
Underhill, no slope here, of course, today, Dave.
Did his knee, never played again. Well, I've lost the ability, I can't do it. What's happened?
No slope here, of course, today, Dave, like Underhill, unless you count Babbicombe Cliff Railway, of course.
Bit of a slope down to the old Carey Arms, of course.
It's time for letters from a listener.
When
you go, will you send a letter from the listener. Any letters, John?
Couple of letters to bring you up to date with. Let's crack
on with
Clive Haywood. Clive is Foth number...
On the ice, Clave.
Clave.
On the ice, Clive. Clave Haywood.
Clave Haywood.
Ah, Clave. Very posh. Yes, Clave.
Hi, Charlie and John. There were some great radio adverts back in the day, weren't there? This is obviously
really
in
were.
Reference to
Pick and Park,
Ibblepen. Devonair used to have some beauts. A local solicitor went Route 1 in his efforts to get clients. His song went, da-da-da, free phone Ralph Bell. I mean, the problem is, da-da-da, I don't...
wonder what the tune was.
What's that?
We need
da-da-da, free phone Ralph Bell.
Da-da-da. Da,
it's five da's.
Ralph Bell.
Da, 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 da.
Free phone, Ralph Bell. But you've remembered it, Clave.
I mean, you have Clave.
That's the thing.
I met him professionally, Ralph Bell, this is, some years later, says Clive. And he described me as a smiling assassin.
Oh, yeah. The name rings a, what is it? The name. Ralph Bell. Da, 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 da. We need to know the tune.
Yeah, we do. Can you tune. Sing it, Clive, and send it, please?
Could you sing it, send it to us on the email, which is what?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Should, Clive, of course, be on the ice mail.
On the ice, yes, it should be.
That's what it should be. I mean, it's only on, although it could be sound a bit on the ish mail.
An unnecessarily biblical email address.
On the ish mail. Clive, we need to know. We need to know the tune.
I'd say driving to Pick and Park at Ibblepen was probably the
driving
best one.
Driving to Pick and Park, Park and Pick away.
For the best one was Western Towing Attachments. Western Towing Attachments, the experts in the West. Western Towing Attachments, where you can find the best from trailer tents to something else you can't remember. Security in line. Western Towing Attachments. Get hooked and tow the line.
I tell you what, I am.
Sounds good.
I am addicted to these now. My dad had one for Key Garage, Newton Abbott, which was a dum 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 Key Garage for Fiat. Dum 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 Key Garage for Fiat. Good, isn't it, John? You'll
of
be
course, of course.
You're thinking that all day now.
We all know the absolute best of all time, with no questions asked, is 211611.
Torquay taxis are the best in Devon.
Reliable.
Reliable, affordable.
Something. 211.
Something.
So if you want a taxi based in Devon,
211. 611. If you want them, want to be carefree, you won't find a better taxi. Is it carefree or carfree?
Carfree,
actually. It's a nice play on words, John.
Yeah. And the other letter we have to bring you this week is from Charlie Hewings. Now, you might remember Charlie last week sent us his first email in 4 months.
Very
so
nice.
So he's on two emails. So this
very
is
nice.
Make or break for Charlie.
Okay,
and we've
good
already
luck,
given
Charlie.
Out a foff in this episode. So
we have. Go on, okay.
See. He says, on the ice. I'd like to apologise for the 4 month delay from my first letter, but you can't rush excellence.
That's class, Charlie. That's class. That shows class. So you're not too needy for a foff number like Mark Hepworth, whose team still haven't won.
No, they haven't, have they? Charlie's email last week was sent before the Bromley game, and he predicted a win.
Okay.
So he says, I
bad
also
news.
Feel the need to apologise for my prediction last week and take full responsibility for the result. I was hoping that Special Agent Alan Devonshire was going to do us a favour this weekend, but it looks as though he was too worried about blowing his cover. I'm sending
we
find this.
Out about him. We found out about him, haven't we?
I'm sending this before the Stockport game.
Oh, God.
And no better than to make a prediction, but hoping for a big win to put us right back into the race. Charlie, stop
Charlie,
predicting.
Shut up, Charlie.
For God's sake, man.
Shut bloody hell, Charlie.
Wow. He's ruined that, hasn't he?
You've got the opposite of an on the ice, which is a bloody hell.
Through the ice. Fall
Charlie,
to the ice, Charlie.
Still a great letter, but I cannot give you a foff number because you keep predicting wins for games that turn out to be draws. And you alone, may have cost Torquay United the title.
Should we can have a foff number if Torquay... go up.
No, he can have a foff number. Of course Charlie can have a foff number. What a good lad. Good lad. What number foff is he, John?
He is 46.
46 on the ice to you, Charlie.
Couldn't. It's a double foff this week.
Isn't he Matty Hayward's brother? Charlie Hayward.
Charlie Hewings.
Oh, it's Charlie.
Oh, and on that note.
What a shame.
Making the Foss feel special since 2017.
Well, chased a few away, John. What a lovely bonkers episode this week, John.
Yes.
I think you can tell we've gone slightly stir crazy.
Yeah.
How do people get in touch?
nationalobsession@gmail.com at netopspod on
there
Twitter.
There we are. Lovely stuff. Thank you so much. Good luck. Come on, you yellows.
Come on, you yellows.
Slam a few in. Yellow Army, not a talkie podcast. On the ice.
OTI.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and
Charlie Baker.